The U.S. and other countries are now scrambling to find out what kind of bomb went off in North Korea. So what kind of analysis does it take to figure that out? David Albright is president of the Institute for Science and International Security. Help us out here, David Albright. As we heard earlier from Anna Fifield, the U.S. and Japan have sent sniffer planes to analyze the atmosphere off the coast of North Korea. What exactly are they looking for, and can what they find make the kind of irrefutable determination on whether it was an H-bomb or not?
Well, the idea is to try to intercept a plume of radiation that would come from the test site. And you can learn about the atomic bomb pretty easily if you can actually detect the radioactive material. On the thermonuclear question, it's a little harder. But again, you may find some evidence in the plume of a thermonuclear reactions. This whole process, though, is very difficult in the case of North Korea, because North Korea has a history of trying to keep us from being able to learn about its tests.
Right.
And so they go to great lengths to try to minimize the amount of radioactive material that comes out of the test site, or try to have it come out in a very slow way so that it's dispersed on different days and very hard to detect.
That must be a real challenge for North Korea. I mean, a lot of experts believe they are detonating this as a kind of show of military theater. At the same time, they don't want to let too much information out.
No, that's right, because they want to control the information. You know, is it an H-bomb? With seismic information, you can get a rough estimate of the yield. We know it's closer to 10 than 25 kilotons.
Right, so, and the U.S. Geologic Survey recorded a seismic wave equivalent to 5.1 magnitude.
That's right. That's like the same magnitude of the 2013 tests, roughly around 10 kilotons. And so that's not a thermonuclear weapon. It's certainly not what people think of as an H-bomb, which destroys a city and it's hundreds, if not thousands, of kilotons.
Hiroshima was like 15 kilotons, right?
That's right, 15. And nuclear weapons are horrifically destructive, but a thermonuclear weapon has the potential to destroy cities. And so it's a much more threatening weapon. But at 10 kilotons, this can't be an H-bomb.
What about the possibility that North Korea has successfully engineered a miniaturized hydrogen bomb?
Well, I think the miniaturization question, in my mind, is settled, that they can miniaturize. But there are other types of what one would call H-bombs. We call them thermonuclear weapons that are simpler. And the worry in the case of North Korea is that maybe they are working on this one-stage thermonuclear weapon, and they ignited some of the thermonuclear material, but it didn't contribute significantly to the yield. But it was potentially working.
What about satellite imagery or any other data from the air? Is there evidence there about what caused this explosion?
Not so much. You look to see if there was evidence of rock slides, which would suggest a higher yield. Mm. But it's really not going to give you much information about the type of weapon detonated. Often the satellite imagery is useful to detect preparations for a test and didn't work very well this time. I mean, I think we all who look at this knew a test was going to occur at some point, but we were surprised that it happened today. And at least one government told me in an honest moment they were surprised too. And again, North Korea may not want us to know, and they may have taken extra precautions. So we need to go back in our own analysis and see if there were indications of a test that we just missed.
So how long do you think it'll be before we have a satisfactory answer on what actually happened in North Korea?
I'm not optimistic we'll know.
Ever?
I'm not optimistic we'll find radioactive debris. I hope we do. I mean, over time, we'll probably learn more. But right now, North Korea wants to control the information and try to convince the world that they now have H-bomb capabilities.
Why should we not believe that? Because, I mean, that kid at Princeton wrote his senior thesis in the 1970s on how to make an atomic bomb. Shouldn't everybody have access to the recipe?
Designing a bomb, paper study, is a lot easier than actually building one. And to get all this to work in a nuclear explosion where everything's happening in microseconds is tricky.
Does this mystery-solving business happen every time North Korea detonates something?
Yes. It's a game, an intellectual game, to try to figure out fact from fantasy. And it's very tough. And you have to be patient, because the answers often don't come quickly.
David Albright, president of the Institute for Science and International Security, thank you very much for talking to us about this.
Sure. Thank you. Take care.